It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
We normally hear, "Let's put Christ back into Christmas." But Herod? Some time ago, I read J. Richard Middleton's article, "Let's Put Herod Back into Christmas," and I think he's onto something. Matthew chapter 2 is one of those parts of the Bible you should read during the Advent season. The chapter is full of traditional Christmas images. The birth in Bethlehem, which is an ancient prophecy fulfilled. The star that guided the way, present yet puzzling. And the wise men or magi giving gifts to the child, Jesus. These are familiar scenes in most Christmas presentations. Now, read beyond Matthew 2 verse 15 and you're in for a shock. In many ways, our sanitized versions of Christmas separate us from the realities of Jesus and the circumstances of his conception and birth. Here's what Matthew chapter 2, verse 16 says. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Herod's fury exploded in an indiscriminate murder of infants, something that seems to have no place in how we celebrate Christmas. So, what have we done with Christmas? If Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ, we need a renewed dose of reality. Our cultures have redefined Christmas. It has been flattened, sanitized, commercialized, and distorted. In the same way colorful eggs and fluffy bunnies are allowed to hijack the celebration of Jesus being raised from the dead, something we celebrate at Easter, evergreen trees and a jolly overweight guy in a red suit are superimposed over the event of Jesus being born. The reality is that Jesus was a vulnerable infant in the harsh environment of first century Palestine under the iron rule of the Roman Empire. This reality connects with the world in which most live. Whether it is the reality of unemployment and homelessness in our cities, hunger in Africa, or hate in Syria and elsewhere. J. Richard Middleton has given me permission to incorporate his article into my blog and this podcast. The article first appeared in the November-December 1993 edition of The Catalyst. Let me read it to you as it calls us back to reality and corrects our sanitized versions of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here is Richard Middleton's excellent article. As long as I can remember, I've heard Christians bemoaning the commercialization of Christmas, the mad rush to buy gifts, the annual spending frenzy. "Let's put Christ back into Christmas" was their recurring refrain. Although I'm sympathetic with the genuine concern here, I think it's misplaced. The commercialization of Christmas doesn't actually exclude Christ. He's there in the manger scenes we know and love, even in department stores and shopping malls. The Christ child lies blissfully in a decorative, gilt-edged manger lit by neon and flashing colored lights, while the muzak drones, "Sleep in heavenly peace." The problem is not the commercialization of Christmas that has displaced Christ. The problem is that this Christ doesn't match the biblical portrayal. According to Matthew, Jesus did not sleep in heavenly peace. On the contrary, he slept, if at all, in the midst of great danger and death. It's difficult to sleep when you're a refugee, fleeing for your life. It's difficult to sleep with Herod around. Unfortunately, the Christ that many Christians want to put back into Christmas tends to be a sentimentalized figure, strangely removed from the world of Herod, the real world of pain and brokenness. And so this Christ is largely irrelevant. A baby sleeping in heavenly peace is irrelevant to anyone grieving the loss of a loved one, to anyone who's been sexually abused, to anyone living in a war zone. He's irrelevant to the unemployed and the underemployed, to those struggling with doubt and disappointment. He's certainly irrelevant to anyone sleeping downtown on a heating grate this winter. Tear-jerking manger scenes and soothing Christmas carols just don't cut it in a world that's full of the reality of Herod. This is not to deny the traditional picture of the Christ child lying vulnerable in Bethlehem with the wise men bringing gifts. but it's important not to miss the point Matthew makes, quoting Micah, that the Messiah was born in a small town of Bethlehem, no place Judah, because God bypassed glorious Jerusalem, the great city, where Herod ruled. And God bypassed Herod, king of the Jews, and chose to work through a poor peasant couple and a child of questionable birth status. And who comes to worship the child? Not Herod, nor any Jewish religious leaders, but pagan astrologers. This baby lying vulnerable in Bethlehem was perceived rightly by these wise pagans to be the true king of the Jews, whose birth had such cosmic significance that there was a new star in the heavens. Herod himself rightly perceived this baby lying vulnerable in Bethlehem to be a threat to his pretensions of power. So threatening, indeed, as to justify the frenzied slaughter of innocent babies. This doesn't mean that we should never enjoy manger scenes or get teary-eyed when we sing carols or watch the kids acting out the nativity story, but let's never forget why God showered his unfathomable love upon us at Christmas 2,000 years ago, because he cared so much for our wounds and for this suffering world, that he personally entered the fray, this bloodbath we call history, to redeem us and history from the bloodbath. So, although I can appreciate the desire to put Christ back into Christmas in order to counter the commercialization of this sacred holiday, I want to suggest that we put Herod back into Christmas and so counter the sentimentalized glitz with which the season has been papered over. The fact is that Herod is integral to Christmas because Herod gives the birth of Jesus squarely in history. At one level, that's literally true. We date Jesus' birth between 6 and 4 BC because Herod died in 4 BC. And he ordered the slaughter of children under 2. Herod places Jesus chronologically in history. But Herod also places Jesus in the harsh reality of history. Jesus didn't come into some mythical storybook never-never land. He came into the world of Herod, the world we know only too well. And he came to take Herod out. That's what Christmas is all about. The decisive blow God dealt to evil, injustice and suffering at the cross. But it started in Bethlehem when a baby lying vulnerable in a manger threatened a tyrant. Can we, like the wise men, discern the cosmic significance of that this Christmas? How does the harsh reality of Matthew's record reconnect us, reconnect you, to the real world, real people, and the real Jesus?
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.